This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1356. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded April 24th, SW Radio Africa adds 25-meter frequencies. New station in Uganda. New frequency from Serbia. More English from Ukraine. U.S. Broadcasting Organizational Structure. More DRM from HCJB. And the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, T.R. Rajesh in India forwards a message from Robert Kipp, involved in the special Radio St. Helena Day broadcast, 2006, that the QSLs are finally in the mail and should start reaching those who sent correct reception reports by the end of April. Kipp says it was a fantastic experience for me to be at the microphone in the RSH studio during the broadcast on 4 November. Derek Richards did a marvelous job with the 300 emails during the course of the evening. We had a big party in the studio until about 4 in the morning. It was great fun. Note this in case there's another election coming in Nigeria. Ron Howard in California says on April 14th, Saturday, Nigerians elected state lawmakers and governors. As a result, Radio Nigeria extended their usual schedule, and this was likely to happen again the following Saturday, April 21st, for the presidential election. And indeed it did. Just a couple of reports. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania heard Radio Nigeria Kaduna 4769.97, UT April 22nd on late past 0225 UT. And their other frequency 6089.83 was also heard at midnight 35 UT on extended schedule by Giampiero Bernardini in Italy. He mentioned recently that Radio SA, SAA, and Hausa for Nigeria had been colliding with BBC's Arabic service on 15180. Well, now that's been resolved. DX Mix News in Bulgaria says Radio SA has moved to 13770 for their twice-weekly broadcast, Wednesdays and Saturdays, at 16 to 17 UT. Still, they are uncertain about the transmitter's site, either in the CIS or in France. Chris Greenway broke the news on April 18th that SW Radio Africa was adding more frequencies for its 17 to 19 UT broadcast for Zimbabwe. Besides the usual 4880, four more frequencies appeared on the 25-meter band, 11775, 11810, 11975, and 12035. We tuned in, and only two of those were audible here, 12035, and much better on 11975. Many other listeners checked as well. The transmitter sites were the subject of some confusion and discussion. No doubt the station does not want to make clear where they really are, but safe to say, at various locations in Europe. The best frequency for us, 11975, only lasted two or three days. It apparently was a test frequency, but they may be coming back to that later. Anyhow, this gives us outside Zimbabwe, in some cases far from Zimbabwe, a chance to listen to SW Radio Africa in opposition to the Mugabe regime. Much of the broadcast I heard was in English. April 18th was Independence Day, the very same day that the Mugabe government had been promoting for weeks that it would start its own external shortwave service called News 24/7. But almost 1 week later, there have still been no reports of that actually being on the air. Possibly they're using that name for some other existing domestic shortwave broadcast, but that is not confirmed either. Zimbabwe Broadcast Holdings, the government service, had another setback, according to ZimDaily.com. Jump TV International, in a shocking U-turn, hinted they will no longer fulfill an earlier agreement to put ZBC TV and radio programs on the Internet until President Mugabe steps down. Jump TV, a Dubai-based company with offices in Ontario, London, and Kampala, and elsewhere, agreed to put ZBH programs on the Internet, but due to Mugabe's continual gross suppression of human rights, have immediately reversed the deal until the 83-year-old tyrant goes. One would think that in light of this, they'd be even more eager to get their own external shortwave service going, but, as I said, not yet. On April 20th, SW Radio Africa mentioned that the South African Broadcasting Corporation had suddenly denied access to SWRA's website at its installations. Surf Control says access denied by SABC policy. An April 24th item via Media Network follows up on this. One excuse made at SABC was that they did this to all sites which had audio streaming because they had bandwidth limitations. Then someone checked it out from within the SABC building and found others were still available that had streaming, but nothing at all accessible from SW Radio Africa. In any event, check these frequencies, 17 to 19 UT for SWRA, 12035, 11975, 11810, 11775. The A07 schedule from Bible Voice Broadcasting, based in Toronto, but transmitted from many other locations via Drita Chicho in Albania, has this note at the top of it. New, Dynamis Shortwave, 4.750 MHz, 60-meter band, 6 to 10 p.m. local Uganda time, broadcasting from Mukono, that's M-U-K-O-N-O, Uganda. This coincides with an item from Jari Savolainen in Finland, who's been following the development of that station. The Christian station Dynamis Shortwave, that's D-U-N-A-M-I-S, in Uganda, has finally started on 4750, noted here 23 April at 1733, after China closed down. Dynamis Shortwave signed off at 1902. Their schedule is, in UT, 1500 until 1900. On Hardcore DX, Tomas Mendez in Spain wonders what's the African English station on 15470 at 1405 UT. According to the Shigenori Aoki frequency listings, that would be the Sudan Radio Service, scheduled only on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 14 to 1430 via Krasnodar, Russia on 15470. I finally uncovered the new A07 program schedule for Radio Exterior de España and their excellent external service in Spanish. Looking up some of my favorite programs, La Bañera de Ulises, which has eclectic music from around the Mediterranean basin, is now scheduled Sundays at 11 to 12, Mondays at 04 to 05, Thursdays at 05 to 06, where I happen to run across it, and Thursdays at 21 to 22 UT on numerous frequencies as per the schedule. At 0500, I was hearing it on the Costa Rica relays 9630 and 5965. The Thursday 21 UT broadcast may be on the special transmission to Lebanon 15345, although not specified on the schedule. Nuestra Música, the weekday half hour playing music of Spain, it used to be Nuestro Sello, all from RTVE's own label, is now scheduled Monday to Friday at 16:30 and Tuesday through Saturday at 03:30. Among the frequencies for the latter broadcast are 9535, 6125, and 6055. I've also found the A07 schedules for Radio France International. You have to get past the English page, where the info is way out of date, to find their PDF program schedules, which are mainly in French, but do condescend to show certain blocks in gray, which means English. Here they are, 04 to 430, 9805, and 11995. 05 to 530 UT, 13680, 15160. 06 to 0630, 17800, 15160, and 11725. 07 to 08, or is it only 07 to 730? There's a contradiction on 13675. 12 to 1230, 21620, however, changing on May 6th to 17800, That later one may be via ascension, at least it was in the past. And finally, English at 16 to 17 on 15605, 17605, and via South Africa, we know, 15160. All of these transmissions are intended for various parts of Africa. No English whatsoever now on the schedule for Asia, nor has there been for years to the Americas. Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica says that BBC World Service has apparently dropped their only remaining evening broadcast on shortwave in Spanish. With the beginning of the A07 season, it's no longer heard, although still shown on their website at 0300 on 6110 or 7325. To celebrate its 60th anniversary, Radio Netherlands had an open house, or as they call it, open day, on Sunday, April 15th. And a lot of people visited the facility and posted their photos on the web, including Jonathan Marks, who used to work for the station. You'll find links to some of these at the current Media Network blog. Following up last week's item about the changes in scheduling from Croatian radio, Bertrud now says the transmitter operator there, called OIV, has confirmed that the 100-kilowatt shortwave transmitter in Dijanovic in Croatia is now transmitting Glas Hrvatski, that is the external service, instead of HR1, the domestic service. The schedule is at 12 to 08 UT on 6165 and 08 to 12 on 9830, despite the fact that other stations are using 6165, notably Radio Netherlands via Portugal between midnight and 04. So for the English broadcast at 0200, you must listen to the relay via Germany instead, as Brian Alexander did on 9925. Dragan Lekic in Serbia said us news that as of April 21st, International Radio Serbia replaced 6100 kHz, which had a lot of interference, with 7240, hoping it would improve reception in Europe if the new frequency is free between 13 and 21 UT. That includes English during the first half hour at 1300 and again at 1830. Well, 7240 may be free some of the time, but it's not much better. Early reports from Europe, such as Eric Kuya in Denmark and Kai Ludwig in Germany, say that a Chinese transmitter is on there from Tibet at 1600. And checking the schedules, I see that Radio Netherlands in DRM is on 7240 until 1500. Why in the world, if they were contemplating changing a frequency, didn't Serbia look for one that's really clear? As of April 23rd, Radio Tirana has resolved the collision with Cairo in English on 9460 at 23 to midnight 30. Following recommendations by Noel Green and myself, the new frequency for Tirana in Albanian during that Sesqui hour is 9410, and now both of them are in the clear. From ADX via BCDX, we have news of yet another program or station being transmitted via Latvia 9290. It's on Sunday, April 29th, called Radio RWE, 100 kilowatts from 14 to 15 UT. They say they're mainly devoted to vintage shortwave transmissions, jamming, and current DX news as well as literature. It's based in Eisenach, Germany, and no explanation of what RWE stands for. The station sponsoring it is SRS Deutschland. Oleg Yegorov at Radio Ukraine International spread word that from April 18th, they were adding three new English broadcasts on shortwave, replacing certain hours in Ukrainian, all intended for Western Europe with a 100-kilowatt Kharkiv transmitter. The new ones are at 05 and 07 on 9945 and at 19 on 7490. You're listening to the 1356th World of Radio. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Check our website for much more info, worldofradio.org. Thanks to World Radio Network, which now makes podcasts of World of Radio available via their website, www.wrn.org. If you make use of the podcast, why not drop a thank you note to World Radio Network? A new edition of my monthly Spanish DX report, Mundo Radial, is now available via our website and broadcast via WWCR and WRMI.
Hi, this is Ian McFarlane. Following the success of the first two CD set that I released, the Idents and Interval Signals series, which was released in early September 2006, we've now completed production of a second two CD set, which will bring back even more nostalgic shortwave memories for anyone whose shortwave listening activities go back as far as the early 70s and mid 80s. Included in the new CD set, among other features, is another very popular series that was originally broadcast on the Radio Canada Shortwave Club program in the last year or so before the program was discontinued back in 1975. And this is the Foreign Language Recognition Course, which gives SWLs the information needed to help them recognize some 55 different foreign languages. You can get full information on the new CD set, as well as an order form, from the dxer.ca website on the internet. That's dxer.ca. Good listening.
It seems you have to be quite lucky, or at least keep trying, in order to hear Radio Bayrak in the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, which is on 6150, but usually colliding with other stations. Martin Groot in the Netherlands says, April 24th at 0328, he heard an ID after a national anthem, and they were in the clear, since Gene Scott via Costa Rica was missing. And furthermore, Romania in English, which is supposed to be on that frequency, instead stayed on 5975 after their Spanish hour at 0200. That, however, badly clashed with the voice of Turkey in English at 0300 on the other frequency, 5975. Martin adds, and I guess he's referring again to Bayrak now, usual atrocious modulation. Saudi Arabia may have dropped the English broadcast. They were running for a few weeks at 16 UT, but Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says the other one is still being heard as of April 23rd, between 09 and 12 on 15250 to West Africa. Or is it only from 10 to 12 as previously reported, or is it from 10 until past 12, somewhere around that time anyway? Radio Samaneh, the clandestine for Iran, transmitted via the so-called Simferopol site in Ukraine, is scheduled daily at 17 to 22 UT on 6245. However, on April 18th and 19th, Jose Miguel Romero in Spain found them signing off much earlier at 19:30. Ron Howard in California continues to monitor Shokaze, Seabreeze, the station about abducted Japanese in North Korea, the broadcast at 13 to 1330 UT on 9485 via Taiwan. Languages alternate from day to day, three or four different ones, but on Sunday, April 22nd, he said it was in English. And a change from the usual format, instead of a woman speaker, there was a man telling a story of the abduction of Hideko Watanabe and her two children, and then a segment called North Korea Issues. And there was some jamming. I'm wondering if we can rely on their having English on Sundays. However, he says he's not certain. L'Enfant Li in China has also been listening to that broadcast. He says on Saturdays it's in Korean and Thursdays in English with a very heavy Japanese accent. CommanderElliot.com refers to an item in Washington Technology of 11 April, which says there's an ambiguous chain of command for the Chief Information Officer of Voice of America, hampering his authority to identify and correct IT security problems. And Kim Andrew Elliott replies, ambiguous? On top is the BBG. Under that is the IBB. Under the IBB is VOA and Radio TV Marti, although the Martis have their own advisory board, but not RFERL, Radio Free Asia, and Middle East Broadcasting Network, which report directly to BBG. Although IBB provides certain engineering and administrative services for those three. Although VOA is under IBB, the VOA director is appointed by the BBG, thus circumventing the IBB. And, while the IBB is under the BBG, the IBB director is appointed by the president with Senate confirmation, thus circumventing the BBG. Are you with me so far? On April 19th, when attention was focused on a certain other hearing on Capitol Hill, there was also one about the Voice of America. Dan Robinson of VOA filed a report about this. Headline, Lawmakers Urge Bush to Reconsider Broadcasting Cuts. Appearing before the committee, Undersecretary of State for Public Diplomacy and Public Affairs, Karen Hughes, faced tough questioning from lawmakers who view the cuts as short-sighted and likely to undermine the ability of the U.S. to communicate abroad. Congresswoman Nita Lowey chairs the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Foreign Operations. She said these cuts, while small in the grand scheme of things, loom large when looking at their effect on country programming and will dampen our public diplomacy efforts. Minnesota Democrat Betty McCollum said broadcasting to the world in English is a comparatively inexpensive way for the U.S. to communicate. She accused the Broadcasting Board of trying to, in effect, silence the global brand of the United States. The audiences, in fact, are not dwindling, she says. They're just being cut off. If you turn off a transmitter and then do a survey in a country of how many people are listening to VOA, it's going to go down because they can't listen to Voice of America. Another VOA news item via Media Network, April 19th. U.S. authorities say a former senior executive with TV Marti has been sentenced to 27 months in prison for unlawfully accepting payments from a company doing business with the station. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Miami says Jose Miranda was sentenced for unlawfully participating in government matters in which he had a financial interest. His prison sentence will be followed by 3 years of probation, and he'll be fined $5,000. He was the director of programming at TV Marti from 1999 until 2004. Authorities say he took $112,000 in bribes from Perfect Image Film and Video Productions. He was also charged with false reporting on financial disclosure reports. He pleaded guilty in February. Patrick Griffith in Colorado reports to the IRCA group. Several news wires carried a story about a single-engine Cessna that violated the restricted airspace over Cudjoe Key in Florida around 11:15 p.m. Eastern Friday night. The plane struck the tether for one of the two blimps based there at the 4,000-foot level. The blimp itself was reported at or above 8,000 feet at the time. The plane went down in shallow water, killing the three occupants. The tether remained intact, and the blimp was apparently undamaged. There were conflicting reports in the various media as to whether the blimp carried drug intervention aircraft surveillance radar, the TV Marti transmitter, or both. One source described the blimp as being twice the size of the Goodyear blimp. Reportedly, there was a ground-based camera monitoring the blimp, and the collision was recorded. Following our advisory to him, Raymond Pelletier of CHU says, I sent a letter to World Harvest Radio, noting the interference they cause with our signal. We'll see how they respond. If we need further action, we can present our case to the FCC in the U.S. Well, they haven't responded yet. As of April 24th, I'm still hearing WHRI totally overriding CHU starting at 06UT on 7335. Harry Helms in Texas reports to ABDX he was monitoring the collision starting at 07UT April 19th. WHRI dominated the frequency each time I checked, and if WHRI was carrying music, CHU was obliterated. I wonder how this affects Canadian users of CHU. Listeners in the western provinces may no longer be able to hear it at all on 7335. But during WHRI talk, the CHU time pips could be clearly heard in the background, which made for some Dada-esque listening. The coming rapture, beep, will whisk away, beep, the godly, beep, and leave sinners, beep, to suffer, beep, 7 years, beep, of torment, beep. It was like a mashup of Jerry Falwell and Kraftwerk, and enjoyable in an odd sort of way. Speaking of odd things heard on shortwave, Mike Weisskopf says he has reactivated his shortwavemusic.blogspot.com. A new item in April is entitled The Road to Hell is Paved with Public Service Jingles, a clip of ZIZ in St. Kitts. Another odd thing is WMLK still announcing a frequency they left about 3 years ago. Brian Alexander heard them claiming to be on 9465, while they're really on 9265, until sign-off at 2000. A recent item we had about the LDS Church or BYU radio appearing on some schedules appears to be outdated info, also dating back to 2004. Pointed out by Bernd Trutenau. The St. Petersburg Times reports that all five members of the FCC will be participating in a forum open to the public Monday, April 30th, starting at 4 p.m., extending into the late evening at the Tampa Bay Performing Arts Center. Michael J. Copps invites everyone to attend, and you may have an opportunity to complain to the FCC about all the mistakes they're making. Keep an ear on 9599.4. Julian Santiago Diaz de Manilla in the Distrito Federal heard from the engineer at Radio UNAM that they plan to reactivate on April 21st. However, still no sign of them here as of April 24th. From Ecuador, HCJB has been carrying out another DRM test, this one aimed at Western North America between 16 and 02 UT on 15680, lasting until April 29th. According to DX Mix News in Bulgaria, the azimuth is 320 degrees. Signal here is quite weak. Craig Christ in Virginia, who's equipped for DRM, says it's useless there. But further west, they've got some good reports, such as from Washington State and California. From April 30th till May 26th, they changed the time slightly to 1501 UT and swing the antenna further eastward to 355 degrees. And then there will be an additional evening broadcast at 01 to 04 on 9915. Furthermore, from April 30th till May 26th, DRM tests from Quito to Western Europe in German at 04 to 0630 on 9870. On April 23rd, Ike Birvert completed his A07 schedules, a valuable free reference for the shortwave listening community. Sorted both by time and by frequency, you may reach them at www.eibi.de.vu. Another valuable service to the shortwave and DX community, DX Tuners, has been closed down, although it was not exactly free. Web-controlled receivers at many locations around the world. The operator in Sweden says he cannot find anyone else to keep it going properly and he wants to move on to new things. However, there are some individual remote-controlled radios available on the web if you look for them. Thanks to Roberto Scaglioni in Sicily for news about that. I wonder if anyone can help me identify an extremely distorted signal around 05 to 06 UT on 7312. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued April 24th. Solar activity very low, geomagnetic field quiet through April 27th. ANK indices peaking at 25 and 5 on the 28th, mostly 5 and 2 from May 1st through 18th. Solar flux steady at 70 or less. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1356.